Welcome to part one of Van City's Start Smart, a basic guide to business planning. In this part, you will learn about why you need a business plan and how to get started. The information in this guide does not cover all the details related to planning for every type and size of business. The use of this guide does not guarantee your business plan will be met with a positive lending decision. We offer this information to provide a general overview of what Van City's microfinance team looks for in business plans that we receive. Depending on the complexity of your business, you may want to seek independent, professional, legal, or accounting advice. And it's always a good idea to get a third-party business advisor to review your plan. There is a fillable form to accompany this guide available on our website. You've got a great business idea. Congratulations! You are convinced that your idea will be a winner and fill a void in the marketplace. And of course, you'll make lots of money. All you need now is cash to get your business started. Perhaps you have already invested your own savings. Maybe you're getting some additional investments from family or friends, but you still need help getting your business off the ground. At Van City, we've loaned millions of dollars to thousands of business members, so we've learned what to look for in a successful business plan. A business plan is a written document that describes your business goals and how you will achieve those goals. It also communicates why your business is special, how you will be successful, and how you will manage the risks. The money we lend belongs to our members, so we must be thoughtful when we consider your business plan. You need to show us that your great idea is realistic and that you have the skills and experience to manage a business. The process of writing a business plan can help you to think through all aspects of your business and increase your chance of success. You will need a detailed plan if you want to bring partners or investors into your business. And lenders like Van City require you to have a business plan so we can see that you have researched and considered key areas, including marketing and financial planning. It's best to write your business plan yourself. As the owner and operator of your business, you are the best person to set goals and implement your plan. We created this guide to help you think through the elements of a good business plan. You can use this guide to create your own text document. Links to online resources are provided at the end of the print and digital versions of this guide. Now, let's get started.
Hi, I'm Morgan. I'm the microfinance manager at Van City. The first question I always ask is, do you have a business plan? If the answer is no, it tells me that the business owner has more work to do before we talk about loans and financing.
Ownership of your business. We need to know about the ownership of your business, so please provide details in your plan. Typically, businesses fall into these categories: sole proprietorship, partnership, incorporation, and cooperative. If you are not sure which ownership structure is right for your business, you can learn about the pros and cons of different models at Small Business BC. If you are a group of individuals working on a business idea, you can find out more about starting a cooperative at the BC Cooperative Association. In addition, most lenders need to know if there are other individuals involved in your business. For example, if you have a business partnership, do you also have a partnership agreement? If you have an incorporated business, are there shareholders who own more than 25% of the business? If you are planning to start a cooperative enterprise, describe how members will participate in governing the cooperative and the share purchase structure. Describe the ownership structure of your business. Business sector. Make sure to describe your primary product or service and if you are planning any future products or services. It is helpful to include the nature of your business, for example, retail, manufacturing, or service. You could also include the North American Industry Classification System code that corresponds to your type of business. The codes can be found online at Statistics Canada. use the code that best describes your primary business activity. Your customers. Who are your customers? Are they primarily other businesses or consumers or both? Note the types of customers you anticipate serving in your business plan. So that's a good start on your plan. In part two of Start Smart, you will learn more about what business lenders look for in the marketing section of your plan. For more information about VanCity's microfinance program, contact 604-709-6930 or microfinance@vancity.com or visit vancity.com/microfinance. This guide is brought to you by VanCity's microfinance team and is supported by Western Economic Diversification Canada.